What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, oh,
yeah.
I didn't even see that coming.
I'm going to get all up in here.
Oh, God, it's so sexy.
I'm feeling so good.
We're recording so on good. Hump Day, you guys.
Oh, my God. I don't have any pants on.
This is our 69th episode of the podcast.
69.
Real fans. This is the 69th episode of this Hump Day Bone Zone. I'm putting my feet near your head area. That's right. Get into position, lovers, because not only are we recording on Hump Day, you guys, it's the episode. It really should be our final episode ever.
It should be.
Because it is our 69th episode.
Meow, meow, meow.
Pew, pew, pew.
Out of my face.
You guys, this is so exciting. This is Arta Marine, host of Will You Accept This Rose podcast. Before we even get going, I want to offer an on-air apology to my thruple husband. My body temperature was the temperature of lava yesterday. The AC was off in here. And I called my new husband, my new ex-husband, Aristotle. I called him Asterios like 17 times, and I realized
Asterios.
Asterios, Asterios.
And then she just said a staircase,
and then I just said a stair. And I'm so sorry. And you had very exciting man panties. Number two, to my right, we have my platonic life partner, a lady, one of my favorite Virgos. And there's so many Virgos in my life
so
that I love.
Virgos.
There's so many Virgos because everybody was humping over the holidays. Nine months.
Yep.
I want to say to you, you are my favorite half of a twin set. I love twins and no, I fear twins. You are a twin. I fear you. I love you. Miss Erin Foley.
Yeah. It's good to be feared, you guys.
It's good to be feared.
I am probably the least frightening person in America.
That's true.
It's so true.
Until I get angry and
it's
I murder
so
your
true.
Face.
I just
Unless
got,
she's watching baseball.
I just got people yelling at me about the dreamers online, and I'm afraid of them. I want to say to you, across from me, a woman that I like so much. I like her so much. You know what I like about... don't think I've said to your face how much I enjoy your ice cream dance.
Oh, thanks, Ida.
My
what's your ice cream?
She does ice cream dances. Online.
Live under a rock?
Yeah, what's
Pretty
an ice cream
much.
Dance?
Are you?
She's the star. She's the star.
I just dance with ice cream on Instagram,
but a lot, often. You might know her.
Thank you.
We met at Chelsea lately.
Yes,
She's a very funny lady. She's a great stand-up comedian. She's currently filming The Mindy Project.
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Fortune Feimster.
Yeah.
Fortune, welcome. Did you get to do your work with Reese Witherspoon?
I didn't get to be there when she was there. I was like,
she was too threatened by your sexiness.
Who's Reese Witherspoon?
She's a blonde woman that looks a lot like me.
Yes.
I did see her though. I pop into Chelsea's show on Netflix as Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yes, you do.
And Reese was there, and I got to chat with her. Like, we were just two chicks just chatting.
What'd you talk about? What did you talk about?
She was like, "Hey, Fortune," and I was dressed as Sarah Huckabee Sanders, so it felt weird.
You're like, "Hey, Reese,"
and I'm just like, "Hey, girl," like we're old friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I got nervous. So I was just like, you know that charity you work with? I went to a luncheon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've
with
done that.
Them. And then I couldn't remember the name of it, the charity. I'm like, I don't remember the name of the charity, but I'm real involved with it.
And then what did she reply?
No, she was so, you know, she's Southern, so she's just nice and
polite. Was she wearing one of her little Draper James dresses?
She might have been. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She was very lovely.
I want to give a shout out before we get going, because we are at our 60. We're at our final episode of ever, our 69th episode. I want to say there's a woman. Her name is Anna. Not only are we obsessed with her? She makes all of the flyers. Can we just give a shout out for the yesterday's bonus episode's flyers? You've
made
69 flyers and like 18,000 logos. Can I just show you the flyer that
it's amazing.
It's so.
You outdid yourself.
She really.
And I've said that before.
She really stuck her landing on this one.
Let's see it.
This she stuck was, the 69 landing.
Look at. So we have.
Double penetration.
We have scallop fingers with her.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
We have Robbie with jeggings standing at attention, on like glowing like a fairy. It just made me laugh.
That's funny.
Are you excited for the hiatus for no more flyers? Do they torture you? You're good at them.
I think my boyfriend's more excited for me to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Poor guy. I kept being like, screenshot. RFA, screenshot. And he's just like, kill me now.
Yeah. And he doesn't like The Bachelor.
No.
But he's adorable. He's adorable.
Yeah. But I mean, it'll be a good break. We've all been going kind of crazy.
Yeah.
We're too deep. We're in
it's
too deep.
It's been a lot. Back
so
to
deep.
Back.
Yeah. Well,
I went
of,
looking for Scallop Fingers contacts the other day. That's
really?
How deep
contact?
I'm.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
She lost him in the water.
Oh.
In
so deep.
And I went to
I
look
even
for
her
well,
contact
that's
deep, information.
That's how deep I went.
Speaking of,
I was trying to figure out where her
so
left
popular.
Contact
Scallop Fingers has been. Before we get started, this is how deep I've even gotten my fucking mom in, who doesn't even like the show. I received, this is the email I woke up today, and this is going to set the mood for the podcast. This is from Janet Marine of Little Compton Real Estate for all your summer rent for all your summer rental needs. And I just want to say, I think she doesn't like when I say that because she hates dealing with rentals because it's not where the Benjamins are.
Oh, yeah. So go buy a house.
Yes,
from her.
She's sort of all your summer like fucking go buy a house from that woman.
Buy a house.
She needs to feed her kitten Mittens. Okay, her
kitten
cat's her kitten's name is Mittens.
I remember.
It has thumbs. Here is the email I received today. Listen to your podcast, your last podcast today. So this is the one we did yesterday. She's already listened. Hilarious. That's pretty good.
Oh, good feedback.
Yeah. And I watched last night as the bratty blonde twins exited the island. .. Good for Dean. She loves Dean. Good for
still?
Dean.
She still
loves Dean. She doesn't care. He stood up to them. What a pair of shallow, boring, egotistical, selfish, bitchy broads.
Whoa. Wow, that was a lot of adjectives.
Whoa. Look at them. 3 exclamation points. Here's the best. I can't wait for them to turn 60. They have nothing else to bring to the table. Just in case you wondered what I thought of them, .. your mama.
Oh, my God.
That's adorable.
Let's just start out. Janet Marine.
Is your mama a witch? Did she put a spell on them? Like, where they're going to turn 60 next week?
Oh, my God. I hope they did. What if she is a witch? She's a queen.
I am putting a spell on you, dumb blonde.
You dumb broads. You're 60.
You'll have the body of a 60-year-old.
And not one that's discovered Pilates like Janet Marine.
You know, my mother also emailed me last night.
Did she?
Yep.
What
I'll
did
read
she
it to
say?
It said, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Mary Foley.
Mary Foley. You guys, let's talk about the twins for a second. Clearly, when they say say, when they sit at their like college intro, so where they're like, what is consent
they
meeting?
They did go to college.
When they go,
did
no,
they?
The twins. No, I mean, the group of, when the contestants are saying, we do what we want to do. Those girls were so produced to be like, here's your storyline. You get Derek, you get Dean.
Totally.
Don't take no for an answer. And this year, you're no, like, take no prisoners twins.
It was such a setup.
There was nothing even, they were like completely different humans that came in.
But, and they were so dumb that you're like, you're not that dumb. This is all such.
I know.
They might be.
They are probably.
I mean, they're dumb. They're just. But you know, honestly, I felt the show was just so bad that I thought they were a breath of fresh air.
You were happy to see them again.
Well, honestly, some of the stuff that comes out of their mouth is so ridiculous that I found it entertaining because I'm so utterly bored with the couple.
Yeah, it did feel like they were playing the part of dumb a little bit. Like they were really hitting the dumb nail on the head.
I do have to say, and you know, this we've discussed Dean. It's he's young, he's doing his thing. You know what I mean? But when he would have gone on a date
totally
with her.
If he
could have gotten away with it,
he would have.
And
sure.
That was to me like I'm over it.
I don't
over
think
it.
He would have.
I definitely think he would have.
His penis was almost coming out of his pants.
I actually think he's so much of a people pleaser that even if my mom was like, Dean, you have to make out with me. Like, I supported you. I don't think he knows how to disappoint someone to their face. I don't think the twin is his type.
I don't think it's his type, but I think he's in 25-year-old horny, crazy boy mode, which is not necessarily a bad thing for him because he's really, we met him, he's adorable. But I just thought, like, if I was serious, let's say I'm D-Lo. I'm just saying I'm D-Lo.
Yes.
I would be like, get away from me.
Okay, let's say you're D-Lo. We didn't discuss yesterday. D-Lo, what the fuck was that t-shirt top, those khaki culottes, and the bejeweled bralette over the t-shirt? She wore like a t-shirt with like a glitter bra over it. It's like, are you that hot that you don't even have to try to be fuckable?
we said this since the first time we met her. I find her so attractive.
You do?
That I want... And I smile and I'm like excited that she's on the television, and then you realize it's like watching paint dry.
She has nothing
to
say.
It's not. I think she's smart. I think she's somewhat interesting, but there's a real.
Why do you think she's smart?
I don't think she's like the dumb twin blonde thing. But
why do you think there's nothing that's made her seem smart?
I know. Well, like, was she reading at all? Were there any cutaways of her reading?
I don't think they have literature.
Kidding.
I've not seen her have a long conversation with anyone.
No, this is what they talk about.
There's a disconnect.
Yeah. And I think that she's always like putting out there, like, yeah, it will be fun. Basically, like. When you get that hot, man.
Well,
like,
wasn't that the issue with her when she was on The Bachelor? It was like there was
you just want more.
I mean, Nick is not known to be like,
right.
He's a dirty dog. He cut her on a two-on-one. Like, he cut two girls.
Yeah.
He wanted to fuck her so hard, and she was so boring that he went out of his way, like, I have to cut you too. Like, you're so boring.
I want more. I want more from D-Lo.
I can't even make out with you because you're so boring.
But I think Dean just wants to make out with hot chicks right now.
Yeah, totally. So
I do think he wants to make out with D-Lo a lot.
Dean just called. We're going to go out with
him. Well, he wanted that foundation with Christina and that, like, security blanket, but then he's like, I want to come home to you after I go fuck D-Lo.
That's exactly.
Be patient.
I'm going to fuck D-Lo.
I'm going to go fuck D-Lo.
Be patient.
But I'll see you for dinner.
What is this thing?
I'm going to bang all day long, but your cooking is amazing.
Why are they acting like they have to wait to fuck at Paradise? Like, the fantasy suites. Like Derek and Taylor, when they're like, if we have fantasy suites, we have to fuck three times and then we can, like, it's like, wait a minute. It
I just assumed it was a bang fest the whole time.
Yeah, they do bang fest, but they just don't get a lot of privacy. They put up like a curtain. Sheet as a curtain.
There's like a sarong. Yeah. There's like a sarong in
so
between.
So they want to slip it in between the sarongs.
They want to get real dirty and loud in the fantasy suite.
Dude. Okay.
Let's wake up the neighbors.
I'm going to.
All right. So I'm starting
to fuck you with the scale.
So Jamie shows up.
I like Jamie.
She was the one. She was more charming this time because she was the one that had the balls on
her
nose.
I didn't care for her on the Bachelor.
I really would have been excited if she'd actually asked a girl.
Oh my God.
I wanted that.
We all did.
But I don't think any of the girls were bi. There are no other bi girls there.
There was a moment I thought, would Raven go out with her? And then, like, no.
We all just want. What did I text you last night?
You said it was such a straight show. Like, it's just like that. Yeah, that's like, ooh.
But they used that word.
Well, they made it seem like she might when she was like. Asked, what's the virgin's
wild.
Name?
Wild.
Oh, Kristen.
Sorry to
Kristen.
Interrupt. It says bisexual. It said apparently bisexual means wild. Oh my God, the show is so dumb and straight. But it just like they were all like, oh, like they couldn't. They were almost blown away by the word bisexual.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's when I was like, are you?
Well, they had all the guys in the pool being like, maybe she's gonna ask out a girl.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think's gonna happen?
Oh my God, they were. Great. So, I mean, between that and like twins are here. Like the twins are not. Okay, we'll get to the twins again in 1 second. But like, so she shows up. I liked her so much more this time.
Yeah. She was fun and her energy was great. She needs to remove the earring from the nose.
Yeah, the nose is tough. That's a tough earring.
It is. You can, like, I thought she was fantastic. I think she's super hot. She had a really great personality. And still, please get that out of your nose.
Yeah.
Nobody, Michelle Obama couldn't pull that off.
No.
Nobody.
It's not a good look.
It's not flattering on anybody.
That's what the young kids are doing these days.
Well, get it out.
Get it out.
Here's okay. Don't get a nose ring like that. Like, if you're going to do it on the side, like the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another thing, don't inject your lips. I'm sorry. I know it's a thing now. It's so obvious that you've injected your lips.
Yeah, and don't put, the barbell on your lips either.
No, don't do the barbell on the lips.
No, or the tongue.
And don't get the ear holes that widen and widen.
Oh, the gauges.
Because then they're stretched out. At some point, you might not want them.
Yeah.
I wish that's what my mom wished on the twins. Not only they were going to be 60, but they had gauges put in their
huge
ears.
Huge Dumbo ears.
So funny.
So then she shows up. She takes Diggy. They go out. It's funny. Like, they're not showing the whole date. It's like we saw them French kissing during
like
the day. Never to be seen again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. Is that... like a pattern in BIP, or do we usually get more dates?
No, I feel like we got longer dates. I feel like we got more. I feel like they've also gotten cheaper with the dates. Like, I felt like the dates.
And cheesy.
It felt like it was a green screen. It felt like literally they did not leave paradise. Like, they just went to the left and put down a tablecloth. I swear to God, I literally was like, are you still, where are you? In like a green screen cafeteria right outside VIP.
Like, they were like downtown Sayulita at like a taco stand.
Yeah. They're all at like local taco stands.
Yeah.
They were at Del Taco.
In the past, Del Taco.
They were at Sayulita Del Taco.
Because that's the only one.
One of the girls was drinking Jasmine was drinking a Starbucks last night.
She was.
I was like, oh, I guess
in her interview,
Starbucks
she
nearby.
Grabbed her Starbucks, drank it, and I was like, wait a second.
I was like, wait, is that a Starbucks? I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, I guess there's a Starbucks
right there. The way Jasmine was acting, I was like, when she says all things are on the table, I thought, oh, is Jasmine going to go out with
her? That would have been a cool.
Because I felt like Jasmine was unattached. She would have been a wild card.
Half the dudes are such dorks.
Oh my God, the dudes. Oh,
they casted some of the worst guys.
I mean, the twins were right. When they're like.
The twins were right.
Twins are smarter than we thought.
When the twins showed up and they said, we're Mr. Steal Your Man, woman. Mr. Steal Your Men. That's how they arrived. And then. So then she's like, so wait, all that's left is Tickle and Jack Stone. She said a bunch of weirdos.
Serial killer.
Yeah. So she's, and then Amanda pulls them aside, the twins aside, and she fills them immediately in on scallop fingers. Like, such a mean girl.
I know.
Such a mean girl.
They call her scallop fingers.
And they're like, ew, what even is a scallop? Is it a
Brussels? What is it? Is it a Brussels sprout?
I think it's a sprout.
Is that actually a word? Did you just make that word up?
Is it green?
Things that start with a Santa Claus.
Playwrights.
But I don't like her.
Of course, Amanda's BFF with the twins. Those three, literally, someone could sneeze and they could be blown off the earth. They have literally no substance.
No.
Like, I'd
rather, or body fat.
I'd rather be a twin. How could the twins be hot blonde twins and have no sex appeal? Like, how do they
have no sex appeal? Arden. They don't have
no
a lot of sex appeal.
Maybe they're better looking in person, but they do not give a sexy vibe.
No one has actively pursued
twins.
Like, nobody.
I think because they're creepy twins. They, like...
They're not sexy.
They...
Oh, my God. They were talking
about... I could see them in a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's like, showing up.
One of them was talking about how the other one's vagina is better. Like, and they were definitive about it.
They
like,
were definitive.
Like, no, Haley has a better vagina. Like, do you
like,
look...
It's true. I do.
They're in the category of creepy twins, which
well,
people
like,
ask me about.
I don't know what any of my friends' vaginas look like. I don't know what my own... I have
a twin. I do not know what her lower trunk looks
you
like.
You don't?
Because
gosh.
I'm not a normal person.
Like, up, like, I mean, and it's also a vagina. There's
huge
a difference
kneecaps.
Between, there's a difference between, like, somebody's, like, pubic area, but, like, actually knowing what the vagina, like, how do you know that someone.
They probably call the outer area the vagina.
But remember, they were, like, up in their business last year, like, applying the tanner with those little wipes. They were, like, one of them was, like, tanning her cooch, like, with, like,
Did it make you wish that you and your twin were closer?
Do you feel less close
Did you call Megan and say...
I turned to the left.
Oh, she was beside
and
you.
And I said, thank God we're not them.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. No, it was just...
And then you guys kissed.
No, she... I actually was at the Dodger game. She was hanging out with her boyfriend. I came home and I said, what's the recap? And she said, watch it. She goes, it's all right. Then the twins come in and it's just a train wreck after that. Yeah. Those are her
okay.
twin words.
Now, you and Aristotle were discussing, I'm sort of obsessed with twins. And we were discussing that your twin is your best friend.
Yes, she's the greatest.
We are not going to name names, but Aristotle has a story that he knows twins. Are they identical? Are they identical? He knows twins that hate each other. Can we hear a little
bit?
That
hate each other?
Jess, how do you know that they hate each other? Are you friends with one or both?
I'm kind of friends with both, but more so with one of them.
And how do you know that they hate each other?
They don't like hanging out. They, like, I feel like it wouldn't, they would say it.
And
they would tell you.
They're identical. They're identical?
Identical. And in my mind, I know he doesn't, but the other one has like an evil twin scar over his eye. That's how I see his face in my mind all the time.
Wow.
And is what? And are they super competitive with each other? Are they so resentful that their clone exists and they want to crush the other one?
I don't know. Like, I imagine they're fine at Thanksgiving, but right. otherwise they don't see or talk to each other.
Oh, Thanksgiving,
much.
You guys, is coming up.
I love this time of year.
You gotta come together.
I hate the heat, but I love from Halloween until
it's the greatest.
New Year's.
I don't get the, I get the a little bit more identical twins, maybe not, maybe they want their own. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I
yeah,
can't
yeah,
imagine
yeah, yeah.
looking at someone that looks exactly like you.
Oh, God.
So I could get a little non-
Yeah.
You don't have to be like best friend. You know what I mean? Like, but I can't imagine not being close with my twin. Like, I can't, that just like literally blows my mind. Now, we have a running joke that, of course, you know, being in our 40s, that we live together, you know, just as we planned it, it's kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. It's just temporary. Everything's fine. But I can't imagine not, like, if I don't hear from her during the day, I'm like, well, what's going on?
There's some super creepy twins.
Just like at one text.
There's some super creepy twins on Project Runway this season
who are
awful. They're really talented, but they're so enmeshed, but they're competing as individuals. They normally design as like a design team, and they are so weird. And like now that they've been pulled apart, like they're all, they don't know what to do.
Are their fabrics conjoined?
Their fabrics are conjoined. And they speak like this. They go, indeed, indeed.
Oh, wow.
Indeed. And they have the nose ring.
Oh, they have the
nose ring. Do you have siblings?
I have two older brothers.
You must be tight with them.
Yeah. I mean, but not, I think it's different with sisters though. I feel like sisters oftentimes like, I don't know, it's a little closer.
I think sisters hate each other a lot.
Really?
Because I'm telling
most people I know love their sisters.
I have a lot of friends who have like a brother and two sisters, and they're like, sisters are vicious to each other. Like, I have a brother. My bro and I are tight.
Yeah.
Tight. Alaric, one eye. Genius, huge head, and I mean, he has another eye, it just doesn't work, and
it's on his elbow.
It's on his elbow, but I have friends who have sisters. Now, you nodded, Anna. You know that. Do you have a sister?
Yeah, she's 8 years older than me, and for the first couple years of my life, she was vicious, and I'm still not over it.
What did she do? Close now.
What did she do?
Well, no, it's just because she was 8 when I was born, so to her it was like there was 2 other boys, and then I was the other girl who was getting the attention because I was the youngest. So for like the first 15 years of my life, she hated me, one day she decided that she wanted to be my mother as well, and
How is it now?
We have an interesting... I mean, you remember when I was in Chicago and she wouldn't let me watch Bachelor.
You don't want to spend time with me. And I was like, I have a lifestyle.
Do you?
I have a lifestyle.
I want a lifestyle.
That's amazing. I have a lifestyle.
I want a lifestyle.
You evil sister.
Are you the baby?
I'm the baby, yeah.
Are you the baby?
I'm the baby.
I'm the baby. Are you the baby?
I did come out last. I do have an older sister, and she's wonderful. Uh-huh. I always thought sisters were more bonded.
I thought they fought when they were young, but
email
then got
us
closer.
In if you think sister be quiet.
But I was sort of like the boy, so it was basically
my brothers and I have like a casual thing. Like we text like once a month, we're like, "What up, dude? What's going on?"
But
we're good with that. We're like everyone's cool and we're close and. But sisters seem like more in each other's business.
Are they back home? Are they back where you
grew up? Back home, yeah.
North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
You're the best. Okay, so then the twins go, we got scallop fingers. We got a tickle monster. We got a serial killer and a dandy babies. We're like the island of misfit toys. That's true.
It really is true.
That was true. That was actually an honest assessment.
That some producer wrote.
Yeah, she didn't write that.
I just don't understand. Like, I guess I just had a moment in the last, like, maybe week or two. Maybe week. Where it just ruins the show adding all these people because I think it's more interesting to see these couples are going to develop or not and like what's happening between them than just adding these just joker wild card idiots.
I think they feel like there aren't any besides Derek and Taylor and nobody wants to watch. Let's be real. They're not. It's not exactly Carly and Evan of last year.
But take 4 couples and do something interesting. Make them do like, one of those ridiculous dates that we see on The Bachelor.
Like Raven and Adam.
Put them in. I'd like to see Raven. I don't know anything about their relationship. I like them both.
They both look drugged. Like they're drugged and they just sit in that
wicker. Like hanging in that chair. Just looking at everybody.
Yeah. We're just like, I mean, we were drugged yesterday.
It just seems like they're all lounging around the whole time.
Give them activities. Make them like, see if the relationship is going
to
work.
They used to, back in the day, make them do like challenges. Remember that?
I think this is the worst season of Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, they picked... Well, they have too many people from the last season, Rachel's season.
Yeah.
They don't usually have that many guys from one
they
season.
Should, they should mix it up, put more obstacles, and then all of a sudden they keep adding the worst humans
to an
already boring show.
Talking about boring, there is a strong possibility, alleged, and this is from my friend Lori.
Oh my God, Lori, what?
There's a strong possibility that...
Don't say it.
Ben Higgins might be the Bachelor.
No!
Again? You can't do a redo.
We did a redo. There was a redo with that dude.
Oh, yeah, the Womack guy.
Really hope that's not the case. Are you
kidding? It was like paint dry.
I hope that's not. I think, quite honestly, I think they're freaking. I think they just want Peter, and I think Peter is not giving it up. And so they are
What about Luke? They can't go back to Luke. People liked him.
But then Luke got. There was a controversy, and like he was like playing all these girls. Like,
oh,
it was
really?
Like, this really bad. He turned out to be a total dog.
Oh, but people well, that's did, not like, shut. Why can't they just
start a new guy?
But like a success, a man with a job, not like a social media influencer. Yeah. You know, and like
these people are
like an actual successful guy that's not just known for being on a reality show.
Yeah, I agree.
Like these guys these guys aren't prizes.
No.
And also, we're going to watch it either way.
Yeah.
So give us something good. Yeah, the ratings are going to go down if we don't know the guy.
Oh, my God.
The ratings will probably go up.
What
are we going to do if it's Ben Higgins?
Honestly?
I've never done cocaine. Should I start?
Yeah. Okay. I might have to take up Fight Club.
Okay.
We might have to fight. We might have to film somewhere where we have like a safe room where we can just go break shit in between.
So
because I'd be so angry at his scripture tattoos on his ribs.
Oh my God.
And his like.
And the Lord made me so boring.
He's like telling everybody he loves them.
I love you. And then he would do this. Oh, yeah, that's right. I love you.
No, I love you.
I love you all of, I know it's day one, but I deeply love all
his
of you.
His whole thing was, I feel like a little kid when I'm around her. She makes me feel like I'm a little kid.
Oh my God, I can't find my penis.
I'm just like a little kid who loves you.
I feel comfortable in sand. Oh God, I said it.
Well, okay. they can't go back to Chris Solas.
Oh my God, no.
Solas.
No, they can't. He seemed to really sort of like brushed under the rug.
Can I get a six-pack in a vehicle? Oh, I guess I can't.
Shit.
It's terrible.
Prison edition.
It's him and the guys. at prison.
Do you guys want to play drinking game? No.
He would really be popular in prison.
He'd be so
He's
popular.
Pretty.
Come over here, farm boy. Did you ever spend time in a Turkish prison? Ever seen a grown man naked?
So then the twins say, I am going to ask serial killer Jack Stone on this date. I never thought I'd be into serial killers. I'm just going to roll with it and see how it goes. Dean said no to the twins. So basically, one of them pulls Dean aside and she's like, go out with me. No, go out with me. No, go out with me. No. Okay, I'll see you later. He won't go out with me. And she can't get permission from D-Lo. Okay, D-Lo, could I go out with Dean? I guess. Dean, she said I could go out with you. So you should go out with me. Do I look crazy? I have highlighter on my cheekbones.
That was the best reenactment.
Thank you so much.
Literally.
Thank you so much.
Stuck the landing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes, seriously. That's exactly what happened.
That's what, yeah.
So, and then in the background, it was all like,
that's her impression of Kristen and
everybody.
So then the twin said, sure. So we came to Paradise. I wanted Dean. I wanted Derek. Turns out they're dating shallow, ugly whores, and we don't want to be a part of that.
Because we're not that.
And then one of them said, I think D-Lo's hot if you enjoy talking to the wall or paint dry. And then they left giving everybody the finger. They called people shallow, ugly whores. They were not elegant.
Then they deserved what your mom said about them.
You know
them.
What? Yeah. And when they turn 60 tomorrow.
When she puts that curse on them.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to cross a small town real estate agent. When she puts it, you're not going to get a good summer rental.
It's like a reverse Benjamin Button.
Uh-huh.
It's just
I put a curse on you.
Oh, you two dimwits are 60 now. Deal with it.
You're not going to get waterfront property from me. Okay.
Get a book of Cliff's Notes on aging because you can't read, you dumb idiots. And your boobs are sagging.
Oh my God. Them at 60.
I can't.
Okay. So then they go out. They give everybody the finger. They leave. And Wells starts talking with an Australian accent about scallop fingers. Thoughts?
He is enjoying doing his monologues about scallop fingers every episode.
Yeah. Wells to me is always just funny and refreshing. And I think the scallop fingers, we've had enough.
It's
we've had enough.
Course.
But I do like him and I like those accents.
He did a good accent.
He's really entertaining.
Yeah. He's very cute.
He, yeah. I mean, he just, again, if, what if BIP was like, seven wells.
Well,
like,
and it would be entertaining.
It's just the people are just.
Heidi Fleiss's brother, who created the show, Mike Fleiss, said Wells will not be the new Bachelor. Yeah. I was like, he would be a great Bachelor.
Well, maybe Wells doesn't want to do it.
I think he would.
Yeah.
He certainly retweets when people say Wells should be the Bachelor, and he does sort of self deprecating jokes.
He's like, I don't want to say. I would, but retweet.
But I'm like outside the mansion with my puppets, kind of ready to go.
My friend Lori and I drove to the mansion once. It's right on the road. Like, it's literally, there's no.
What area?
It's up way
Calabasas?
The fuck, way, like north of Calabasas. It's way the fuck.
Oh, like,
you know, do you know where, do you
Woodland
know?
Woodland Hills, further.
Do you know where the Paramount Ranch is where they do like westerns and stuff, like Canaan Road?
It's over that way.
It's on Canaan Road. It's right on Canaan Road.
Oh, really? On your way to Malibu or the other way?
So if you're driving from the valley to Malibu, it's like closer to the valley and it's on the north side of the street.
Oh, really?
But it's really like
I was just over that way.
It's pretty far away.
I would have been on the lookout. There's a fan coming by
on a horse.
Hey, girl.
Just got off the ranch. Ding dong.
Oh, man.
Can I see this?
I hope they pay that family a lot of money because that would be so annoying.
They move out three times a year and then they put 10 boys and girls. Like, they shove 10 or 12 to a room. They have like six bunk beds per bedroom.
They need to burn that house down and rebuild. When they're done, because that is just stain and regret.
Any ladies of you going through IVF out there, you could just walk in and get pregnant by a bodybuilder immediately.
I could just slip and fall just seeing the house and get pregnant.
Yeah, we all just got pregnant. I could just walk in and get pregnant.
I could throw a banana peel down on the floor, slip on it, and get pregnant.
Oh, my God. And that, it could be anybody's baby.
It could be anybody's baby.
I hope it's Chris Harrison.
Oh, God, I can only...
Okay,
wow.
So then Wells talks about the Australian. Taylor and Derek... Okay, so then they confess that they're falling in love. It was like watching two, Texas Instruments 1987 calculator trying to get sexy. I feel that I am possibly having, like, it wasn't even, like, well-programmed. It's like early, like a Pong video game.
And she said, it makes me want to lean in.
Yeah, oh
like
my God.
Like the Sheryl Sandberg thing.
She wouldn't know Sheryl Sandberg.
I know. I feel that I am having feelings of wanting
when
to fall in love with you. So, I also
return, return
your trigger
return.
Word.
I know it's all like
your
so
trigger
therapy
word.
Therapy words.
Your
constantly.
Trigger word is making my titties feel horny.
And you can tell he's trying to regurgitate her
he's
lingo.
Trying.
He's like, I feel when you say
I feel
that I am falling in love with you.
I also feel that when you say I'm falling in love with you, it makes me feel funny. I'll point to the area on the doll where my privates feel funny.
I feel like I verbally stepped over a boundary, but I'm okay with it because it comes with feelings.
The most boring couple.
And if
in
we
the
get
world.
To go into the fantasy suites, you will be penetrated three times with permission, and then I will come out and respectfully offer you my rose.
Right after I take my comb and comb my hair.
Oh, my God. Aristotle, have you ever seen an episode of the show?
You're doing something right. You're doing something
right. It was amazing that one episode when he just went, fuck you. It was like his real self came out for a minute.
I know. Fuck you.
Don't you think he's like a pot and she's the lid? And she's like, no. And all of a sudden the lid, he's like, go fuck yourself.
I mean, because you she knows she's annoying.
He like totally lost it.
And I do feel like I'm not a real fuck you kind of a gal, but I feel like if I hung out with her at some point, I'd just be like,
I'm rethinking the entire moment because I was like, she handled herself correctly. There's no excuse for fuck you. But after you get poked so many times,
you're just like, fuck you.
It's going to be like wedding vows. And it's going to be like, do you take this?
No, fuck yourself.
They're like, Derek, do you have anything on your mind that you want to get out?
Besides fucking her face.
Fuck you. Fuck you. That fucking I feel when
it was the best. And then he immediately buttoned it up again. I am sorry I said that.
I didn't mean that.
I
clearly
did not.
Fuck you.
I did not take your feelings into consideration.
Fuck
I guess if I'm exploring the innards of my soul, I guess I would say, go fuck yourself.
She handled it exactly like you thought she would. I'm going to need 2 days to process this.
She's also doing all of it in like a high cut, like a thigh high white string, like a 1980s cut Linda Evangelista one piece white bathing suit.
Talk to me in 2 days.
When you said for me to go fuck myself during our wedding vows, I need some space. Quick, regroup in 25 minutes and you get your shit together. This wedding is sort of on, but sort of off, and I don't know what's happening. We'll regroup in 20, you guys.
I'm going to put your balls up in a jar high on the high shelf in a timeout. Your balls are getting a timeout, and they're going to think about how they make me feel when they say, fuck you.
He just stares at her in silence and then's like, I'm sorry.
I had original thought. It's probably not right. I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to shove it in my ball sack. And then I'm going to say something that you would enjoy.
Fuck you.
In conclusion.
I'll see you in 2 days.
I did say, fuck you. I actually feel like, no, maybe they haven't had sex. And like,
I think they have.
Maybe, like, I almost feel like maybe they haven't, which is him coming back like, I gotta get at it. I just gotta get at it.
Unless she's been turning him down because he goes, you want to go upstairs and we make you tired before bed?
And she's like, no. Right.
She's like, verbally.
No.
You want to talk to each other for a couple hours? Sure.
Until I wear you down into complacency.
Fucking how do you feel about wearing a leash?
Oh my god.
Great couple.
And then, they're going to make it.
I feel really good.
Let's follow up.
Well, that was happening while those two calculators were talking high up above. The twins were going, we are going to go on a date with each other. Oh, this is before they left. We're going to go on a date with each other and have a really good time. And we're going to bring these two douchebags with us. And then Tickle walks up and says, which one of you is mine? And then she says, if you tickle me, I'm going to drop you on the ground. And then Tickle's shirt, he was wearing a t-shirt. It had a pocket of the sunset on his pocket. And then Jack Stone is like, I want to stay with the virgin. And then she was like, do you really think that I wanted to go out with a serial killer? And that's when she left. And she gave everybody the finger. And she goes, fuck you, Jack Stone. And they take scallops and they start throwing scallops down below and says, screw you, scallop fingers. And then they say, somebody said they're going to go have to watch Frozen and they're going to play with fidget spinners.
That, to me, was really funny. Wait, who said Frozen?
I can't remember.
Was it Jack Stone?
I forgot.
I think it might have been Jack Stone because I burst out laughing.
It was so good.
I questioned all my life choices while they were throwing scallops.
Yeah.
And then when he said they have to go watch Frozen, I thought, I can continue watching the show.
Well, I actually am. I'm not a vegetarian, but I was like, that's 12 animals that lost their lives. Those scallops were 12 live scallops.
Yeah.
And they, just to get used to not be eaten even, to get thrown by twins down screaming fuck you scallop fingers, and those were 12 animals.
I didn't think about that aspect. Yeah. I'm glad you pointed it out.
I didn't.
I'm reading Moby's book right now. I'm reading Moby's book and he's like a major vegan.
Now that you've pointed that out, I'm such a buzzkill. Oh my god, I'm just like Taylor.
You guys, I'm the worst. I hate myself.
Can somebody get me some carrots?
I'm gonna give myself a timeout. I'm reading Moby's book.
You can't kill carrots, can you?
Are the carrots have feelings?
I'm so sorry.
Okay, they have a soul.
So then they said, we need to have sex 3 times if there's a fantasy suite. And then she says, at least 3 times, and then we can get engaged. And that, you're eating that carrot died for you. And then Chris Harrison comes and he says, this is the last day in paradise. It was like, did they just run out of money?
Ah, their budget got slashed.
I think after the twins threw scallops, everyone's like, this show fucking sucks so bad. This is the last day.
Let's just call it.
We can't get any dumber.
Let's just just call it.
Maybe because they wasted 2 weeks in the controversy.
They did lose 2 weeks.
So maybe they lost it on the back end.
Also, did you see the camera drop at one point in time because the guy was sleeping? That's why they called
did.
It.
I did see that.
I'm kidding. Did it happen?
No, there was
I thought everyone must be so bored while they're shooting.
No, there was
show.
Like a weird shot somewhere. There was like a weird.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just losing my mind and I'm hot. Here's what I want to say.
It's the end of paradise. Pick someone.
I want to talk about D-Lo for 1 second.
Look around, lower D-Lo, your bar, and stick it in.
D-Lo's like, I feel like all she knows how to do is act like you're about to fuck me. And like, we have a secret. Like, yeah, it is going to be really fun. Yeah, I'm really excited about this.
Now we have our own.
No, I'm really excited to see where we're going. Like,
God,
but nobody.
I want her to be more dynamic.
She's not dynamic. You said, I think D-Lo is really smart. You said that.
I did. Because she looks smart.
No.
To me, she looks smart.
She looks like she's put
together and she's smart and she's bringing a lot to the table and then she can't find the table.
Yeah. Unless they're just like not showing that side of her.
Overall.
Do you think she buried that side in the sand?
Like an ostrich.
I mean, I was glad to finally see Christina just make a decision.
They had the same conversation. Oh my God.
Over and over. Yeah, and every time she's like, I'm not going to put up with this.
But then she would
And then she'd kiss him and give him a hug.
Yeah, she does like every time.
I deserve better than this. Okay, I'll hug you and watch you make out with her.
I know.
No, at a certain point it was on her because he kept trying to like break up with her and she wouldn't leave or listen to it.
Also, like, listen, I can't imagine what her upbringing was like, but you can't drop orphanage twice when you're on BIP. That story was so like, oh my God, so overwhelming. Uh-huh. We've been all on Team Christina for so. I think she's like a real. I think she's very super dateable.
Yeah,
but then she was just like, I'd rather be an orphanage than parrot, you know, and you're like,
What would you eat at the orphanage, Christina?
Well, you know, not lot of options. Lipstick, a grass, and a little bag of paprika.
And a leather belt.
And then, of course, you chew on belt. And then you date Deanie Baby.
Deanie Baby.
And you Deanie give him baby. Try after try.
But he
after
should
try
have never
try.
Gone to her hometown on
well,
the break.
I found out it was because he sublet out his apartment, and so he didn't have anywhere. He thought he'd be gone for the month.
Oh.
So he didn't have anywhere to go. Think about it. A lot of people don't have any. Nobody gets paid to be on that. Bachelor, so and like we saw where his dad, like, you know what I mean? It's like it's not like he's floating outside the house, somewhere to go.
And he was just like, okay,
that's our 45 minutes.
He hates mung beans.
That's our 45.
And he can time travel like his father, so he had to go to.
So he's okay. Well, that makes more sense because I was just like, that's kind of on him.
Yeah,
to go to her hometown. Did he meet her family and everything?
I don't know.
I didn't know how much scoop.
And then they went on a road trip to Chicago. I know Alex saw them in Chicago.
Mm. I didn't know what kind of scoop you got when you saw them.
I didn't know anything about. I didn't hear that part from him.
You seem to really like hanging out with the Deanie Baby.
Oh my God, I loved him.
You
I
were
loved
like,
him.
Look at
I
us on this.
Oh my God, hugging, I loved look at him. Me on his I loved lap. Him.
He's a
I
charmer.
Loved him.
Yeah.
My friend Lori, who is married to a woman,
was
so confused talking to. She came,
really.
She was like, I love.
He's
Dean.
Just so charming.
He's
a real sweet.
Anna, did you love Dean?
Yeah, there's a sweetness. He's very
a real sweetness.
He's got charisma,
and he really? Looks you in the eye when he talks.
And he's
to
so
you.
Beautiful.
He's
that
so
it's, like,
handsome.
He has very pretty eyes.
And he
so
said friendly. To me, he goes, "God, your voice is so annoying, but because I talked to him on the phone, he goes, your voice is so annoying, but in person, you're really pretty. I think he was rolling on Molly. You know, it's just like
he was rolling on something.
And then so the lady who helped me book
like,
him.
I love him. He insulted me.
But then I was like, oh, my God. But he complimented. I was like, oh, my God. And like the woman who like did help with the like who helped me book it and who like basically booked the festival. She said that, you know, she's a grown woman in her 40s who's got babies. And he said to her, she was trying to get the W-9 with like a signature. And he goes, what even is a signature? And then he looked her in the eyes and he goes, God, you're so pretty. And all of us are like, is this happening?
Oh, my God.
No, we all loved Dean. All of us.
Everyone's panties just dropped.
Yeah, everyone fell for Dean.
I wouldn't say mine dropped, but they were confused.
It was confusing. Lori felt confused. We all were like...
I wonder what effect he'd have on me.
You would love him. You would literally he would make you feel confused.
Okay.
He made me feel so pretty. And like, did you feel a little confused with Dean?
He's charming.
Because he looks you in the eye and he really talks to you.
I was actually more confused by Alex.
Oh, my
Dean,
God.
I was just like, you're kind of precious. Yeah. Didn't really feel like a huge connection. I didn't spend a lot of time with him.
You didn't have him sit on you
but
like
Alex,
he sat on me.
I literally was like, I am so confused.
Alex was so hot. The Russian. Yeah.
The Russian guy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's super hot.
He's so hot. You can't even. It's literally. Let me show
disturbing.
You.
Oh, my God. Aaron's,
no, you don't
he's
even
like
know.
Turning straight
I know.
He's
here.
So fucking hot.
He doesn't.
I don't want to bang him, but I really want to get under his shirt.
Just like.
Aren't they like roommates or something?
Pulling on his face.
I mean, he's handsome. He just has terrible taste in clothes.
He has terrible taste in clothes.
No, he has the best taste in clothes.
Look at him.
I love his taste in clothes.
Look at him.
His Super Mario Brothers
shirt. I love everything about him.
Look
I think his clothing is amazing.
He's very handsome.
He's so beautiful.
He's so much
striking.
Man. He's really handsome. It
seems like y'all had a very successful meeting.
We had a very.
Aaron's now straight.
Kenny, it worked. We did the straight camp. It was actually not outside Liz.
Yeah,
we
conversion.
Conversion
therapy. Bachelor.
You guys, I like dicks.
Hey, you guys, I went to this.
Does that sound good?
Therapy.
Does that sound convincing?
Oh
all
my God.
The bachelor.
Fortune,
contestants.
You can also grow to love dicks as well. Come with me next weekend.
A couple hours with the bachelorette contestants. Yeah, he has.
And you guys, I'm straight.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting.
He dressed like the Falcon for
he
us.
He dresses like the gay guys.
But
I
he
know.
Did it. He did it like Robbie for us. Oh, Lori also said, side note, because she gets in deep and I'm going to want to hold your hostage. We're going to wrap it up. Lori also said that because she reads all the Reality Steve stuff, but I don't let her tell me the spoilers. But here's one that nobody will care about. Apparently, what the twins said at the preview for the upcoming show that Robbie, they go, are you still together? To Robbie and Amanda? They're like, uh-huh. And then the twins were like, oh, really? You haven't been cheating on her? What about the photos about in Aspen?
Oh, yeah.
Lori said those are all accurate and there's all these photos. He's been totally cheating on her, but they've been together so they could be like, make it to the end for like influencer status.
Right.
Ew. So they're like corporate couple.
I was wondering because he's friends with Josh. So I didn't know.
He is friends with Josh?
Yeah, before the show. Josh? I don't know about Josh Murray, the one that she was with. The pizza guy.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
He's the worst.
They were like bros. They were in a ton of pictures together.
Wait, what do you
before this? I don't know about now.
What do you think is going to. Did anybody also pause it at the end and try to see whose head popped out when they were. When Chris Harrison was like, this is going to be. This is the greatest news or this is the only happy news in the preview for next week?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be Taylor and Derek.
I assumed it was.
It's the only one. They're the only ones that are like a real.
Everybody
couple.
Else is a big old. Dud.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. I am going to...
And then they're
going to
announce The Bachelor soon. It seems like they're teeing it up.
Oh, my God. I honestly think they don't have the person yet, but they keep teeing it up. Before we go, Fortune, is there anything... Any shows you have that you want to...
You accept this rose. yeah, I have some shows coming up. Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Minneapolis.
My dad was from Asheville.
At Mall of America.
Yes.
And Provincetown for the Women's Week.
Girl.
Come on, y'all.
Erin, do you have any shows coming up?
I am finally tomorrow morning putting up all the shows at Erin K. Foley because I am in town for 6 weeks and I have a ton of LA shows, which I never do. So
yes,
come on out.
I have a bunch of LA shows in September and then I will be doing Hyenas Dallas in December sometime. And then I'll be filming in Atlanta all fall.
Nice.
And Anna, you've got your podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous.
On Feral Audio.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read a couple of emails and then we're going to do the tweet of the week and I'm going to set you guys free. We had another bachelor pet adopted. Our podcast
pet. Oh my God, that's awesome.
awesome.
Okay, ready? Our shelter pets. We're doing the Lord's work. This is from Elizabeth Wren. Arden, this is my sweet girl Peach. My husband and I adopted her from La Mancha Animal Rescue in Unionville, Pennsylvania on August 19th. And she is such a light in our lives. They said she and her litter mates were originally dropped off unwanted at a high kill shelter somewhere in the south before being picked up by the rescue. I just wanted to say thank you all so much for what you do promoting animal welfare and adoption. Your podcast helps me get through the workday at my office, and I often find myself trying to muffle my laughter so I don't disturb my cubicle neighbors. So here's a photo. Look at Peach.
Oh,
look at
adorable.
Peach
looks very happy.
Peach is 6 pounds, and this is Peach with her.
Is it a girl, Peach?
I don't know, but this is Peach with their siblings. Peach. Look how tiny she is. Peach. We're gonna put it on, and you will get a terrible. This is the last week where I'm gonna be doing portraits because they're so time consuming. So there you go.
Arden draws.
I paint pictures.
Oh, nice.
I paint if it's you awesome. Adopt him. It's got to be a new adoption and not your old shelter pet. Because I don't have that kind of time. All right, here we go. Here's two more. I'll do two more emails. Just at random. Let's see.
I love Peach.
Okay. This is from Lynn Schroer. Small birthday request. Arden, Aaron, Rob, Katie, Ann, and all the finger blasting friends. That's
you.
I have been listening to your podcast since Nick's season and was hooked immediately. I'm now the crazy lady on New Jersey Transit on Wednesday, or now with VIP Thursday mornings, with her head pressed to the window, hoping no one notices the stifled hysterical laughing. And honestly, with how oddly bland and weird Nick, Rachel's, and this season of Bachelor in Paradise have been, your podcast has been a breath of fresh air and what has made these seasons worth watching. I was introduced to your show by my dearest best friend Mark, who lives very far away and insisted we listen to the podcast in addition to watching The Bachelor. It is his birthday this coming Sunday, September 10th, and it would be an absolute delight and mean the world if you guys could give him a birthday shout out. This is to Mark.
Happy birthday to Mark. Happy birthday to
fuck you.
Happy birthday, dear Bone.
Go fuck yourself.
Happy birthday, Mark.
That was really triggering when you said that on my birthday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna need 2 days.
Is it a boundary? Was it a boundary?
It was really
triggering. I
didn't
mean to step over the boundary.
All right, I'll just read one more. There were so many great emails to rosepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll reply to all of you. Here's our one final email. Animal Rescue. Hello, Rose Podcast and sexy guest men. I'm talking to you, Ralph Garman.
Oh!
Thank you for bringing the subject of rescues to the forefront of discussion. As you may know, the biggest wildfire hit Los Angeles County, nearly missing my house this past weekend, and I was personally volunteering with all the animals that were evacuated. There were two shelters and rescues that were evacuated during this fire, and these pups were so distressed and yet so happy to have someone take them on a walk and clean their kennels. Please give a shout out to all those that donated their time and supply to these babies, and please keep adopting. Thank you for being the light of my Bachelor Nation life. I love you all, even you, Deanie Baby After Paradise. Danny Langley.
Yay.
Thank you, Danny. So this is from Katie. So on this, here is our second to last shelter pet for our 69th episode. They will be in LA in support of the citywide LA Super Adoption this week. Every city shelter, along with NKLA, No Kill LA, and Best Friends and Mission Hills will have adoption discounts and extended hours. Visit labestfriends.org for more info. And please emphasize that the city shelters are taking part and they're overflowing with pets because of the fire. So go on our website. And now, here we go to the final
69 tweets.
Here we
Let's
go.
Get through
Here
them.
We go. Do you want to read them? Who wants to read them? Do you want to read the tweets?
Sure.
Okay. So basically, we have five in the running. We'll nominate it down to two, and you just go through to the right. You need to read the name and what the tweet is.
All right. Megan Corbett at Meg Corbs says, at Arden Marin, congrats to the twins for going from lovable idiots to psychotic idiots in just one season. Hashtag WYATR.
Okay, you don't have to do that hashtag part. That's us. That's our script. You don't have to do that hashtag part.
Okay. Seth Vatt says, do I read their name and their handle?
You can do their handle, but you don't have to read our name.
Yeah.
At BassBone1. When I wake up with someone's banana wabooming in my face, it probably just means I'm short on rent again.
Yeah.
Seth always comes through.
Seth Vatt is
There's another one from Seth.
Yes.
Robbie's a fraud. A true Ken doll would have been unfazed by that nut shot.
Oh, yeah. When he got the nut flick. Yes. true.
Another from Seth.
Yes.
Christina needs to launch a spinoff of The Americans where she hides Dean's body every episode.
Yes!
Yes! Hashtag Comrade Christina.
Yes! Oh my God, I
that's,
love that I, show.
That's going to be hard to pass. That's going to be hard to pass.
Sherry C., who's at Tickle, but with a Y. Apparently, Amanda went to the, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything school of dating.
I'm just going to go. There's only one in the running. Can we hear the winner? It's got to be the comrade.
The comrade, yeah. Hashtag comrade Christina.
Can we hear of Seth Vatt?
Seth Vatt at Bassbone1 or Bassbone1, who knows? Christina needs to launch a spinoff of The Americans where she hides Dean's body every episode. Hashtag comrade Christina.
That's
killing
it.
God, I love The Americans and I love that tweet.
Oh my God, I love The Americans. I love the tweet. I love you guys, Fortune.
Hello.
Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thanks for having me.
We love when you come.
Fuck you.
Aristotle.
And your watch you're wearing.
Oh, I want everybody to know that I went on a bender last night because I lost all my underwear, and the ones that I had, I was just left with my worst underwear ever. I literally lost all my underwear. I went on a bender and bought all the underwear online, including...
Yes.
To follow up from yesterday's episode.
What kind of underwear do you wear?
Boxer briefs.
What kind?
What do I have? I don't know. Gap.
Cool.
Something like that.
Gap.
Here we
go. Or Gap.
Yeah, well, Gap. Anybody before we get out and leave it on the field?
I
can't wait for the twist to turn 60.
I guess just have the greatest day of your life.
Hey, you know what? We're doing the Lord's work, you guys.
We are.
Wait for it. Come on, press play.
Hello, you press play, and my country music starts.
Here we go.
I have a belt for one.
Yeah. I got Dean's body in back of the van.
Hello. I do a belt.
I give you 3 chances, and then you're dead.
Hey, guess what? I hate roses.
Hey, guess what?
I hate them.
I can't do a rose tonight.
Your belt will be a nice aperitif.
You know what? I like the taste of a rusty belt in the summer.
Will you accept this rose into
your world? Put the rose in my vagina.
You're dead.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.